This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Morosi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. In the beginning of Parshas B'chukoisai, the Pasuk says, "In B'chukoisai Teilechu, if you go in my chukim," as Rashi says, "Shetiu Amelim B'Torah, if you will toil in Torah, that's mitzvoisai tishmeru va'asisa moisam, and you will observe my mitzvahs, and you will be amal b'tara amanas lishmer v'lasais." Then the pasuk goes on to list all the brachos that you will receive if you do that. B'derech drush, I once heard a beautiful pshat on this pasuk. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei says, "Chosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes." Hashem's seal is emes. What defines Hashem is the midah of emes. That's how important emes is to Hashem. He is absolute truth. However, there's another way to explain Chosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. It's referring to what Hashem expects out of every yid. Emes stands for Aleph Emunah, Mem Mitzvahs, and Tov Torah. Hashem's seal on every yid. In order for every yid to obtain the seal of Hashem, he needs these three things, represented by the word emes: Emunah, Mitzvahs, and Torah. And if he does not have all three, then he is lacking. And this is what the first pasuk in B'chukoisai is hinting to. Im B'chukoisai Teilechu. Im stands for Emunah and Mitzvahs. If he has these two, he's still missing Torah. That's why the pasuk continues, B'chukoisai Teilechu. If you only have Im, Emunah, and Mitzvahs, B'chukoisai Teilechu, as Rashi says, Shetiu Amelim B'Torah, you have to add Torah to be complete. Then the pasuk continues, Ve'es Mitzvoisai Tishmeru, Ve'es, if you have S, Aleph Tov, Emunah, and Torah, now you're missing mitzvahs to be complete. So the pasuk continues, mitzvoisai tishmeru, do mitzvahs to be complete. And then the pasuk ends, va'asisem oisam, because if you want to be complete and have chosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'asisem oisam, you have to do oisam, Aleph, Tov, Mem, Emunah, Torah, and mitzvahs, all three. Then you will be zeicha to Chosomai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which you will obtain when you have Emunah, Mitzvahs, and Torah. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk at the end of Parshas B'chukoisai discusses Maser Behema, where the farmer would count every 10th animal born in his herd from Bokar and Sain and set it aside as a korban. Maser Behema. The pasuk says, "V'chol Maser Bokar v'tzoin," and the Maser of Bokar v'tzoin, "Koil asho yaver tachas ashovet," all that pass under the stick, ho'asiri yeh kodesh l'Hashem. The 10th one is kodesh l'Hashem as a korban. Because the way Maaser Behema was separated was that the farmer would pass the animals through a door, one after the other, and the 10th one would be struck with a stick smeared with a red dye, so that afterwards he can recognize which one was number 10 and bring that one as a korban. In the piyut of Ela Eskara that we say by Mosef on Yom Kippur, it discusses the Asora Haruge Malchus, who were killed by the Romans at the time of the destruction of Bayis Sheni. And the Piyut describes that the reason why these 10 great sages were killed was to atone for Mechiras Yosef. And each one of these 10 were being killed to atone for each brother of Yosef who sold him. And the Mefarshim ask, if so, why were 10 killed if only 9 brothers sold Yosef? Because there were 12 Shvatim in total. Yosef was being sold, so he's not counted. Reuven returned home at that time, and Binyamin was always with his father and never went to Shechem together with his brothers. So only 9 brothers sold Yosef. So why did 10 Chachamim get punished? The Mefarshim answer that the Shvatim were Mitzdarif HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to have a minion of 10 at the Mechira and to make a cherem that nobody should reveal to Yaakov about the sale of Yosef. The Roman Caesar calculated that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there were 10 at Mechira, and therefore 10 Chachamim had to be killed. If each one of the Chachamim were Keneged Shevet, so who was Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is Rabbi Akiva. Since Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of Gerib, he could not be Keneged Shevet, and he was, so to speak, Mechaper on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's affiliation in Mechiras Yosef. That's why the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph says that when Rabbi Akiva was being put to death, he recited Shema, and when he came to the word Echon, he died. Yotzesa nishmosa be'echon. His soul departed from him when he said, Echon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echon. But in light of what we just said, Yotzesa Nishmasa Be'echad means something different. Yotzesa Nishmasa, his soul departed from him, Be'echad, to be Mechaper on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echad. Rabbi Akiva was Mechaper on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Echad. Rabbi Shamshami Astropoli says a beautiful remez to this in the words of the Pasuk by Maiser Behemo. V'chol Maiser Bokov Atzoi, Kol Asher Yavar Tachas HaShovet, Ho Asiri Yi HaKadosh LaShem. The words V'chol Maiser Bokov Atzoi are an acronym. The Vav Chof is V'chi. The Lamed is Lomo. Mem, Mace. Ayin, Akiva. Shin, Shehoya. Reish, Roye. Bokov Atzoi. And it reads like this. V'chol Maiser Bokov Atzoi. V'chi Lomo, Mace, Akiva. Shehoya, Roye, Bokov Atzoi. Why did Rabbi Akiva die, who was a shepherd for Bokov Atzoi? And the pasuk continues. Kol Asher Yavor. All the other Chachamim who were Yavor, who passed away and were killed, Tachas HaShovet, they were Mechaper for a specific Shevet. But Ho'asiri, the 10th one, Rabbi Akiva, Kodesh LaShem, he was Kodesh LaShem, he was Mechaper on HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So this Pshat is beautifully merumez in the Pasuk by Maisa Behema.